Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now, let's talk about something a little bit lighter and engaged. It is the Oscars coming up and award season for movies. And that means that they also tend to show them in South Africa and on the streaming services, so you can see them. And they are quite interesting this year. There's a range of different movies that are starting to make some waves. And so we thought for your viewing pleasure, we would bring on our regular cultural correspondent, Alistair Anderson, and chat to him about award season. Alistair, welcome to the show. Nice to have you on the 2025 edition of Chai FM.
Good morning, Benji, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. So, Alistair, obviously one of the big things in Hollywood at the moment is actually the fire, not award season, because there are some serious A-grade listers in Hollywood who've had their houses burnt down and lost a lot of their possessions and their things in the last while. But the award season is nonetheless going ahead full pace.
Yeah, so I think people have this got this misconception that only the rich have seen their houses annihilated in the fires. It's unprecedented damage. So I've been seeing a lot of articles just about how actors, relatively powerful people, I suppose, are trying to do their best to deal with, you know, the wreckage there in LA and to support each other. But it costs a lot of money to host the Oscars and these other awards, and to suddenly stop the process, you know, I mean, it would be quite problematic. We've seen it in the past with the pandemic. That's probably the last sort of time where they still awarded Oscars, et cetera, but they didn't necessarily have formal presentations always. And then, of course, the writers' strike. So I think Hollywood's also in a position now where it lost a bit of ground in recent years of streaming and the like, but they're trying to now pull people back into the cinemas. And that's why we've had movies like Wicked that have done so well, Inside Out 2 last year, and you know, Deadpool and Wolverine. So they are blockbusters. And you'll see that the Golden Globes actually awarded Wicked for blockbuster achievement, which is a strange award, basically saying you made a lot of money and thanks for bringing people to the movies. But yeah, it's Oscars full steam ahead. And this coming Sunday, which is unusual, they don't normally announce it on a Sunday, but the nominees will be released for the Oscars.
Now, a couple of ones that have been pretty interesting and are garnering awards also do have a Jewish and Israel kind of angle. And one of those is yet another movie about the Munich massacre in the Munich Olympics. And in particular, but this time told not through the participants or the victims, but actually through the media people who covered it during that period.
Yeah, so it's a film called September 5, which I think is obviously topical, given that, you know, just where the world is sitting right now. We've seen a rise of anti-Semitism, we're well aware of the war. I don't know if it's going to pick up an Oscar nomination. There's a lot of competition, but it is possible that it gets something maybe around screenplay. You know, it's got Peter Sarsgaard playing in it, who's also a big producer on the film. So yeah, I wouldn't say there's a lot of tremendous momentum with it right now, but I mean, there are a lot of films that are in the running for different Oscar nominations. I think this year what's quite clear is that The Brutalist is going to do well at the nominations. That's the new Adrian Brody movie. That's another, I suppose, Jewish connection for you. You'll remember the last time he won an Oscar was, sure, about 22 years ago for The Pianist, and now he's playing an architect in this new film, The Brutalist, which is 3.5 hours long, which is quite interesting. So I'm wondering if it's going to have an intermission in South African audiences, like Titanic did all the way back. That's obviously big. And then there's a movie called Emilia Perez, which is the new strange drug cartel musical with transgender themes in it, which has been quite a hit. And of course, the movie I really enjoyed, which is Anora, which is a movie by Sam Baker, who he makes movies that are kind of ultra realism, and it's not all Hollywood glitz and glam. And that's about a Russian oligarch who starts dating a stripper, and it's incredibly funny. And yeah, features a lot of interesting takes on, you know, how the East and the West have clashed with money.
One of the other kind of Hollywood type ones with the Jewish theme, sort of, Alistair, has also been the new Bob Dylan movie. I don't know whether it's definitely gotten some discussion. I don't know whether it's necessarily up for some Oscars, but it's also been causing somewhat of a stir in terms of the sort of more artistic side of the Oscar segment.
Yes, that movie's called A Complete Unknown, and that's Timothée Chalamet, who I suppose in many ways is seen as a darling of cinema right now. You know, he's been in movies like A Beautiful Boy, Call Me By Your Name, and put really good performances. He's obviously in June playing Atreides, the main character, and now he's playing Bob Dylan in the Bob Dylan biopic. I haven't seen it yet. It came out on Christmas Day. It's got generally positive reviews. Some people are criticizing, you know, how much of what it's showing is accurate and true, but his performance is getting a lot of kudos. It's directed by James Mangold, who's done a lot of interesting movies like Walk the Line, Ford vs. Ferrari. So there is talk that he could get a nomination for this, and it is possible that Chalamet will upset Brody and actually just win his first Oscar in his late 20s, even though some people might feel that The Brutalist is a bigger achievement in film. So it's definitely not out of the question that Chalamet wins here. It's going to be a later Oscar push, I suppose, you know, now that we're coming into January. But remember, he is, what do you call it, the people's bay of the States in many ways, and he's dating one of the Jenners.
Oh, well, that's always a good start. Let's just talk about The Brutalist for a minute. I mean, it obviously refers here to a kind of architecture phase that people went through. And in fact, many buildings in South Africa and actually in Africa is in the style. But how in the world do you do a 3.5-hour movie about an architect? I mean, it doesn't sound necessarily like, you know, action packed.
So I think the idea is that this is, as I said, it's post-war. It's heavy on the acting. I think the idea is to make people feel a bit uncomfortable. I mean, the main character is Holocaust survivor, Hungarian Jewish man. So, yeah, I think it's just going to be an interesting, apparently visually very striking and unique. And I think it's a director, his name is Brady Corbet, who is pushing his actors very hard. You know, he was previously an actor and starred in some uncomfortable movies like Mysterious Skin, if I'm not wrong. And now he's directed this. So, yeah, I just think it's the kind of movie which won't work for everybody, from a commercial point of view. But I think film critics and, you know, people who are really into the art of film are just very excited about this. I mean, the last thing he did, the director, was a movie called Vox Lux, which had Natalie Portman playing like a strange diva. So he's definitely not somebody that's trying to make you feel comfortable with the filmmaking. But I think they also want to award something that's perhaps a bit unusual. I mean, last year, you know, Oppenheimer won, and I guess that's similarly actually quite an uncomfortable art film about, you know, that's about real events. So it'll be interesting to see what Hollywood does here. Do they award another artist film again, or do they go and award something a bit more commercial? I mean, it's possible, there is rumors that Wicked could actually just win Best Film, you know, just because it is a really good musical. It's a nice telling of a very cool story, and it's very endearing to a lot of people. You know, it's a family can get behind a movie like Wicked.
Well, I think it was the Golden Globes. It was quite I think it was Golden Globes, but one of the Nikki Glaser, who was the compere at that particular event, said that she was very happy that Adrian Brody was in the audience because he was now a twice surviving Holocaust survivor to be nominated, which was, I thought, quite a funny line. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to see your work and the various things that you do, where can they find you?
So I'm primarily write for Property Flash, which is my website all about everything property. Sometimes film comes into that. That's propertyflash.co.za. And then I have a podcast with Michael Avery, and that's on Classic Businesses on Wednesdays, every second Wednesday at about 6:30, where we talk about everything related to property. As I said, I think interesting to see what happens in SA's film industry this year. Hopefully we'll be having a lot more film shoots, and not only in Cape Town.
Yeah, I mean, just while you mentioned, I was in Cape Town at the end of the for the holidays, and it was actually interesting to see how much filming was being done and the sort of things that had been signed off on, people like Scott Ritter and the Raised by Wolves and a few others. Actually, Cape Town definitely got its mojo back when it comes to filmmaking.
I've been told that there's been a complete recovery post-pandemic. The Cape Town Film Studio is basically booked up again, and people are just looking to do interesting things. I mean, let's not forget Love Island is coming again this year. It's the all-star edition, and it'll be filmed in Franschhoek. So that's their return to the villa in Franschhoek, where I think they were 2 years ago last. And yeah, so it's a good job spinner. We're in our summer season now, so this is a good time for the film industry. But as I said, they'll also film a lot of stuff in Joburg and, you know, other surrounds, because luckily South Africa can really look like anywhere if you do the right things with the setting.
Well, there you go. Alistair Anderson, thank you so much for that. Have a great week and a great year, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Benji. Enjoy it.
Go. Alistair Anderson, our regular film critic. Check out The Brutalist or Wicked, or A Complete Unknown, or maybe even if you're into it, you can also check out September 5th, although it will only be opening on January 17th.